All right. Wow. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party, the evening edition on Anchor FM. And I'm doing a little Facebook Live right now. I'll be ho-hopping between Instagram Live and TikTok Live as well. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. Man, we are going to get into a quick word around the campfire and an elephant in the room segment, which is going to be combined. But before we get into it, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. You can listen to it on all 8 listening pleasures of podcasting platforms, such as Spotify, all that cheerful stuff. So, yeah, also check out the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com, you guys. It's all right there. The links will be in the description in the bio once I upload everything to my social media, or if you're on my bio or anything like that, go ahead and click it on my link tree or directly to it. Either way. Okay. Wow. So for those who may or may not know, if anybody's been watching the Oscars, I mean, not many people has been watching the Oscars as of late, but interesting things just popped off. Involving Will Smith and Chris Rock. And Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith. Now, and for if anybody who's seen the videos, you can actually see the videos. It's on Australian news and all of that stuff in Japan and Japan news. And it's all uncensored. So you can see and hear everything. Because I don't know why America would like to just censor everything, but they don't want to censor everything. You know, they'll censor curse words and all that stuff, but booty shaking and everything else is just not as problematic or anything, or they'll show anything like that on regular television. But, hey, I digress from my point. But either way, oh my gosh, it is a trip because honestly, why? Just from what, if anybody who's seen the video, Chris Rock is hosting the show. He's talking about, I mean, he does a subtle joke with, he's talking about Will Smith, and then he says a joke about Jada Pinkett. And, you know, Jada Pinkett is rocking the bowl cut, I mean, not bowl cut, but she's rocking the skee ball look right now, like yours truly is going through right now. But the thing is, it's like, what he said wasn't even bad. All he said was, hey, Jada, can't wait to see G.I. Jane 2. You know what I'm saying? In that context. And like, can't wait to see it. You know, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. And then, you know, and then he says, here comes King Richard. And King Richard, a.k.a. Will Smith, walks up. Stoot slaps the shit out of Chris Rock. You know what I'm saying? Craziness. Craziness. And the thing is, he goes back, but you see a little smirk on Will Smith's face, and it's like, bruh, like, even Chris was like, yo, he slapped the Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me. I'm sorry, that couldn't be me. I don't care if you're Will Smith or not. You slap me in any shape or form. I mean, but that's why you got to give props to Chris Rock in general, because there would have been only two options for him to even do anything. You know what I'm saying? One of them would have been to run my round or catch my fade. You know what I'm saying? Run my round or catch my fade. Like, well, shit, it's the same thing, but either run my round or run my round or press charges. Either way, either run my round or press charges. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I feel that Chris Rock is entitled to that situation right now, man. I don't know, bruh. It's sad, and it's sad enough to where right now, and it's a trip because it's like he has no rhyme or reason why he just said a joke, and then all of a sudden things get hella awkward to where Will Smith all of a sudden is sitting there talking about keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And it's like, okay, and Chris is doing everything in his power to actually, you know, explain. Dude, it was a G.I. Jane joke. It wasn't even about your wife specifically. It was just, you know, she's bald, and she's bald, and that's it. I mean, damn, fam. It's like, dude, it's like you can't even tell jokes anymore without somebody being hella soft about it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense to me how a person can be so, like, you know, you take all your frustrations out on Chris Rock for him saying a joke. Wasn't even a nasty or subtle, I mean, it was a subtle joke. It wasn't even nasty or vulgar or derogatory or anything like that. He just said, you know, he didn't even say anything directly about her being bald. You know what I'm saying? And if you were not going to sit there and not accept the fact that anybody in that room, especially, you know, when you're a host, you're a hosting and you're a comedian, I mean, you know, honestly, it's sad because it's like, dude, he has any and all right to say whatever he has to say to make people laugh and get ratings and whatnot, you know. When did everybody just started getting so soft to where you can't even crack a joke? Not even a joke to where it's being offensive or anything in that magnitude, but damn, he can't even say a joke to where he comes up, somebody comes up and gets slapped? Come on, bro. Nah. I'm sorry. If I was Chris Rock and, like, look, like I said before, I give Chris Rock mad props to Chris Rock, because he took an awkward moment and still ran with it. That is a true showmanship right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way in hell, like, even at the most awkwardest moment, you know, he didn't break under the pressure, even though him getting slapped and everything. And like I said, Chris Rock has two options at that point. You know what I'm saying? if was hosting white while ain't slapping no one. That's true. That is so true. If freaking that was a white comedian, Will Smith wouldn't have done nothing. Will Smith would have sat his ass in that chair and just kept it rolling. If it was a white comedian, or if it was Bill Burr cracking about Jada. I mean, and like I said, and the sad part is with the whole thing with Jada, with the whole thing with that, and like I said before, Chris Rock took it like a G. He took that shit like a real one. And honestly, he, like I said, you got to give him props. And to me, he has two options with what he could do. Either Will Smith got to run his round, or he could press charges. You know what I'm saying? Straight out, either he could run his round or press charges, and either way, I think he's obligated in doing so. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I wouldn't say he took it like he didn't take it like a bitch, but I'm just saying, like, I think Chris Rock had no, look, honestly, being in Chris Rock's shoes, if something like that happened to him, like, honestly, first order business, it would be, like, awkward as hell. And I'm not even going to cap. You know what I'm saying? I would have been like, yo, what just happened? And that's probably that was running in his mind. Because, honestly, it's like, even when Will was walking up to him or walking away, he was probably smiling coming all the way up to the point of him getting slapped. So, I mean, you really can't. Man, look, at this point, and keep in mind, this isn't the first time Will Smith slapped somebody on television. You know what I'm saying? This isn't the first time he slapped somebody. Okay, let's not forget that. Will Smith has slapped somebody before. And honestly, this is like and nothing's happened to him then. And he slapped somebody, like a reporter or something like that. And it was like during the Men in Black 3 press and all that shit. So there's that incident. But it's like, bruh, you taking out your frustrations on Will Smith, I mean, on Chris Rock, but you ain't done shit to August Alsea, even though they're in an open relationship, and Jada was in her entanglements, and everything else. And who knows, Will Smith might have done some shit with Margot Robbie under the sun. I mean, he's been in 2 movies with her ass. I mean, let's not like we all saints and sinners around here. But even with that being said, it's like, but it's just your approach and how he approached the situation. And then keep my wife's name out your freaking mouth. Bruh, it's not like he cussed at her or said anything negative or anything derogatory. And that's the problem and the issue that I have right now, because it's like, if you go and... He looks like a caretaker from The Longest Yard. I mean, and the sad part is, it's like, bruh, like, come on, man. You can't... Will Smith went out. He went out like a sucker, bro. I'm sorry. Like, keep my wife's name out your mouth when your wife has been causing a lot of strife for you for the last, what, 2 years? So it's like, hell, you've been the blunt of everybody's jokes and memes. I mean, and then your wife's doing red table talk, literally clown. Hell, freaking, even when Snoop Dogg was on her show, and it wasn't even nothing to pertaining to her, but it's like when Jada wants to get in everybody's business and interfere and do all this stuff, and it has nothing to do with anything that's going on, but... You know, the moment somebody say something to her and then Wilson about her, which wasn't even the case in this aspect, other than you go, can't wait to see G.I. Jane 2. You know what I'm saying? Really? It's like, even for Will Smith, like, man, shit. If I was Chris Rock straight out, I would have been like, man, freaking Fresh Prince just slapped me. I'm Pookie from New Jack City, bruh. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's how I would have been if I was in Chris Rock's mind. Like, bruh, I just got slapped by Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even Mike Lowry from Bad Boys or whatever. I got slapped. I was the president. I was the head of state. And I got slapped by the Fresh Prince. You know? You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Oh, my God. It's just... And Agent K, Agent J, you know? Don't fuck with Agent J. Oh, snap, bro. I just can't fathom all this stuff that's going on right now, man. Hold up for 1 second. Oh, snap, bro. Like, no, you really can't blame that all on anything. I mean, honestly, it's like, at this point, like I said, Will Smith is completely in the wrong. He has no rhyme or reason for what he did, and for the reason why he would even do that in the first place. I mean, the joke wasn't even serious for him to even merit, for him to even get up from his seat. And honestly, like, dude, if Will Smith is even in any kind of situation, if Chris Rock is in any mindset of just like, look, bruh, honestly, I'm gonna tell you like this. I know you've been through some shit, and I understand, okay? Chris Rock just went through a divorce that he caused. So, I mean, let's just be honest about it. It's like, if anybody watched Tambourine, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, just for him to go off on Will Smith, I mean, for Will Smith to go off on him like that over a joke when your wife has been fooling around with your son's friend in your house and you ain't done nothing to that dude? Come on, bro. I mean, like, you need Jesus, Oprah, counseling, all of that stuff. I mean, and people been memeing you for the longest and you get tagged like that and you want to put yourself out there on Front Street on live television, and then you make yourself, defending Jada for what? She is bald. She got a haircut like mine, you know what I'm saying? And it was her choice to get her hair chopped. This isn't the first time I seen Jada without hair. We ain't gonna forget Set It Off when she had the ski ball at the end. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna forget Demon Knight when she had the freaking, blonde hair and all that shit. Come on, man. Your daughter Willow even got a freaking hairstyle, ball head look going, a ski ball going on right now. And being a comedian like Chris Rock, who is going at it with all subtlety and everything, taking it in stride, and he does that, and he gets slapped. Like I said, Chris Rock got two options at that point. Like, honestly, Will, you gonna have to catch my fade, bruh. Like, we gonna have to go in this parking lot, you know. Let me take this bow tie off and, you know, let's handle it like men, bruh. I ain't getting slapped by Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know what I'm saying? I'm Pookie from freaking New Jack City. We can't have that. You know what I'm saying? We can't have that. That's not gonna happen. Not in this day and age where everybody wants to be all soft and shit. I'm serious. Like, if you can't even crack a joke, I don't even want to be a comedian anymore at this point. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad. But like I said, Chris took it like a real one. I can't even knock him for doing what he did, bruh. Because, like, I got to give him props because he made an awkward-ass moment and made people laugh even in the end of it. So let's just call it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? That is crazy. What do y'all think about this whole situation? Yeah, Will is wrong. Will is wrong for that crap, you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, and it's like, you can't, it's like, dude, I can't even take Will seriously on the aspect of just him, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. I just said her name, bro. I didn't call her out her name or anything. I just said, can't wait to see G.I. Jane, part two. G.I. Jane 2. And if anybody who knows about G.I. Jane, it was starring Demi Moore. She joined the Marines, and it was a story about a woman joining the Marine Corps, and she starts going through boot camp, and they were trying to kick her out just to see if she couldn't hang. Cut her hair and everything else. Hanging, doing everything with the boys. You know? And very good movie, too. Very good movie. But, you know, and it's not my fault your wife cut her damn hair off. Right? I mean, if she has something going on that nobody really knows about, you can't really blame Chris for that because it's not like it's broadcasted everywhere. I mean, hell, if everything that's been going on as of late, the first order of business was the fact that, oh, you know, Will's name and everything getting dragged in the dirt because all this stuff that's going on with his wife. this entanglement business that was all going on last year. So, no, I mean, well, yeah, technically, this will be going on 2 years now, right? Yeah, close to 2 years, I believe. A year or 2 years now. I can't remember. I can't really identify it. But, oh my gosh. But what do y'all think, man? Like, seriously. Like, of course, I feel Will Smith might have been taking this shit just a little too literal. Like, too much. And honestly, it's kind of like, bruh, like, you taking out all your frustrations, bruh. You need help. Because obviously it's like, I can't find you on Spotify. Okay, hold on. It's Late for the Party, Push Them All Together. The link is in the bio on my page right now on TikTok. So, like, just link it. Go to my profile and just link it. It'll link you right to it. So, but I have to finish recording in order for me, for anybody to actually listen to it. That's why I'm doing the live right now. So, but then there's other episodes there too for your listening pleasures. So, but yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh man. But man, and no problem. Ugh. Fucking Will Smith, bruh. Like, I mean, look, it's nothing to laugh about for all the stuff that he's been going through, but you can't really blame anybody but yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know you have any kind of problems that you need to deal with or anything like that, then yeah, you might need to take it up to counseling or something like that. You really need to go look at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight out. Like, because if you've taken out frustrations like that on somebody who's just doing his fucking job, you know what I'm saying? Will was keeping it 100. Look, I get it, defending your wife's honor and all of that stuff. I get it, down to the letter. But there's certain things. It's like, if he was talking about her ass or something like that, that's one thing. If he was talking about anything like with the previous incidents that were going on, that's one thing. But this is talking about something... This is Will Smith was tripping about him just saying her name about G.I. Jane, bruh. Come on, man. I even seen that movie, and that movie came out, what, years ago? I want to peg at least a decade, maybe 15. I mean, hell, Demi Moore wasn't even relevant around, ain't even relevant like that right now. I mean, shit, I would have said something about that shitty performance she did in Matrix Resurrections. Oh my god. If you want a clown, Jada be up in that movie with that fake prosthetics and making her look old when she ain't old. Well, technically. But even still. Fucking Will Smith, bro. They say Nick is the best. Anybody seen King Richard? That was actually a dope movie, and I'm actually happy that he got an Oscar and everything. About fucking time, right? He did get an award, right? Okay. Oh my gosh, what would you do for a Klondike bar right now? Ooh, slap the shit out of Chris Rock. Shit! Oh God! Oh. And look at Lupita Nyong'o in the video, bro. Like, I swear to God, it's like she's like, oh shit! this is really happening. In her mind is reeling, like, oh shit, this is really happening right now. I'm sitting there like, oh shit. Like, dude, poor Chris Rock, bro. He's just doing his job, man. Just leave him alone. Oh, best actor so he did win best actor. Okay, cool. Like, King Richard was dope as hell. King Richard was actually dope. If y'all got a chance to see it on in the movies or on HBO Max, I don't think it's on there anymore, but it was very good. You know what? Honestly, Chris Rock was shook. He was shook. He got shook like a fault line. Any of us would have been in that situation too. Honestly, any of us would have been in that situation. You know, you just cracking a joke. You hosting the show. It's like a fan just come up and just tackle you. And you might get shocked, but, you know, this is one of your acting brethren and everything, right? And, you know, he's probably smiling at him on his way up because obviously he didn't see any signs of a threat. But then again, I mean, just how he did that, like that cross, like he came up and like he did a nice little side, like little slide slap to the whole situation, like, oh shit, I heard it, and I heard the video when he got slapped, and I'm just sitting here like, oh shit, like, Will, bro, you taking it out on the wrong dude. I guarantee you right now, Dave Chappelle wouldn't have had that shit. Dave Chappelle would have said some dirtier shit, some grimier shit like that, and believe me, he wouldn't have allowed Will Smith to slap him. He wouldn't allow, man, Dave Chappelle would have been like, hey, what you doing, man? Like, hold up, bro. You ain't Mike Lowry in real life, bro, all right? So chill out. Go sit back down. Let me say these jokes. And, like, dude, like, talk about being under fire. Like, man, well, man, Dave Chappelle wouldn't have had none of that. I'm just being wholehearted about that shit. Oh, shit. This is funny, man. I'm gonna have to do a little extension on this freaking podcast, but thank you guys for showing up to doing a live right now, man. You guys are like, if you guys are jumping on right now, thank you guys. This is cool. Wanted to do a live while I was doing a kind of breaking news on the podcast right now. So, like, and believe me, just when shit, I wasn't even planning on, you want to, all right, hold on. See if I could get you on here. All right, let's see here. Hold up. Let's see here. Huh. Let me see if I can find you, Louie. Or try to jump in on a request. Because I can't see you on here unless... Hold on. All right, let's see here. Here we go. Damn it. It's not allowing me to jump on with you. Friends. Okay, we are friends. Let's see. How do you... Come on now. Add as moderator. Well, I added you as a moderator. That's a plus. So you should be able to try to jump on right now. So let's see here. Damn. Hold on. I don't want to send too much dead air, but I'm going to have to start this episode on the podcast real quick. And... huh. No, I can't find you. Try to jump on live and see if I could jump on yours. Then we could probably do it like that and see if it's possible. Oh shit. What the? Sorry. What the hell? Just come out of left field. Fucking spider just like Spider-Man down right next to my head and shit. I'm like, the hell? All right. Man, all right. Let me try to jump on your live. Try to go live on yours. And then I could see about, and then I could see if I could jump on yours by doing a request. Louie. We'll do it like that. It'll probably be an easier move. I'm gonna have to do a tutorial and try to like how to do lives and stuff like that and have like hosts. But yeah, you guys. Honestly, with everything that's been going on, man, look, I mean, how life has been like going on with just people being soft on like can't even tell jokes and crack and laugh and everything. I mean, dude, it's like, for somebody like Will Smith, you gotta have a thick layer of skin. And honestly, it's like, for what Chris Rock said, didn't even merit for him to even get out of his seat, bruh. I mean, yeah, Jada rolled her eyes and whatnot, but okay. Wasn't even a... I mean, I've heard worse jokes. I've heard nastier jokes from hosts there doing Oscars for years, and that wasn't even the worst joke I've heard. So, yeah, bruh. Will Smith was just being too soft, man. He was like Charmin soft. I mean, I know he's probably dealing with a lot of mental issues that he needs to go get checked out on, and that is no laughing matter, because it's like, you know, like I said before, you know, you take out your frustrations for Chris Rock just saying a joke, but you don't do nothing to August Alsea for him even fraternizing with your wife, taking pictures and all of that stuff, and this has been going on for quite some time, you know? Or maybe because Jada wasn't his Will Smith's first choice. Real talk. I mean, I'm just going to be keeping 100 with you guys on that one. It just made Will Smith look weak. I mean, him defending Jada for like, oh, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And it's just like, dude, he wasn't even saying anything that bad for you to do that. And that's real talk. That was just foul, bro. I feel that was just completely wrong, man. Nah. I mean, to be what more, it was more than a joke. I mean, okay. If we're looking at it in context, if Chris Rock was like just even giving him giving her a rub, like, you know, like, no, nah, I'm just, you know, rubbing shoulders with you guys. I mean, come on now. We've been friends. We've been hanging out. We've been chilling out with each other and whatnot. Come on now. I mean, but that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, obviously, there was no malice in, like, Chris Rock's heart to where he's, like, coming at, like, for Will Smith to come at him like that. I mean, even when you look at freaking Will Smith's face, when he's going up on this and when he's coming from the stage, it looked like he had a smirk on his face. Shoot, you know what I'm saying? That's a pretty good idea. Let me do that one real quick. I'm gonna do that one. I'm gonna have to get off on TikTok, though. But All right, I'm going to jump on my IG, you guys, but hold on, hold that thought. I will jump right back on a little bit later. I'm going to jump on IG. You can find me on Late for the Party as well on IG as well. All right. Let's see here. All right. Oh, man. Shit. Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on IG Live right now. We are continuing with Late for the Party. We are on our Word Around the Campfire segment. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel. We are talking about the whole incident with frickin' Will Smith. All right, here we go. Bringing in my boy Louie real quick. Sent you a friend request. Okay. Go live with Louie. Join. All right. Is it working? Huh. Who can see Louie live? Okay. Well, we're having a little bit of a difficulty, but we're working on it right now, you guys. Hold that thought. All right. Let's see here. Accept. There we go. No, shit. The hell? Oh, come on, y'all. But, alright, hold on. This is, I don't know, technology sucks, bro. Alright, let's see here. One more time for the one more. Like I said, having a little technical difficulties here right now, but we are doing just fine, ladies and gentlemen. So while we try to iron out this whole thing real quick, no requests at this moment. DJ Louie. All right. So, all right. But, alright, we're checking in right now. Accept. I'm hitting the accept button, but some joins anyone can see or they're live. Okay, I'm hitting the accept button. Alright, we're gonna do this. We're gonna do this this way. Come on, man. What is going on with this button? Damn. Yeah, we're just having like technical difficulties right now. Join. Okay, we're joining. Let's see what happens. Anything going on your end, man? Like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm sitting here trying to reach, but okay, I'm viewing and I'm accepting and nothing's happening. This is weird. Like, this shouldn't even be happening like this. I don't get it. I don't get it. This is weird. I don't know. But, shit. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with this. But either way, let me try to join yours. Let me see if I could join yours real quick. All right. Give me a second, you guys. I know the time, the clock has been running and everything, but I've just been trying to join my boys' podcast real quick.
What's up, babe?
What are you doing? I'm still working. But yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't get it, but it's just weird. Huh. Missed call chat. Okay, here we go. All right. Okay. Okay, so yeah, just going through the difficulties real quick. So, either way, but we're just gonna here we go. Swipe up to join. Yo, yo, what up, man? I am good. How are you, man? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. Hey, I guess, what's going on with the Instagram? Like, I can't get on live.
Yeah, it's weird. It's been weird, too, because I've been trying to been trying to set that up, and, like, I'm trying to hit the button. It's saying accept, and it wouldn't go through. So, yeah. Yeah.
It's very exclusive.
Right. From what I know, you have to have at least like 1,000 followers to actually get on TikTok Live, which, shocking enough, like, I jumped on TikTok Live this is like my third attempt on TikTok in general. So, like, the third time was like in August of last year. So I just, soon as I did the one TikTok where, you know, when your girlfriend passes gas in her sleep, it's just like that one kind of blew everything up. So, oh, you got one too, huh? Nice. But.
So I want to defend Will, like I've always defended Kanye West.
Right.
He's crazy, but for some reason he knows what he's doing at the end of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With the whole Jada thing, I don't think it was tonight that did it. I think it was a culmination of Chris Rock just talking shit about her throughout the years, and he just happened to have a front row seat to just get up and smack him.
Mm.
I mean, the fact is Jada, like, I guess she's bald because she's gone through it, bro. Like, she's got, it's not cancer, but it's something to do with hair loss.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it's medically, like, and people know that. Did he know that? I don't know. And if he didn't know that, then that's on his team to tell him, hey, maybe we don't do the bald jokes with Jada because she's sick. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But again, these comics, these celebrities, and with Chris Rock, he's more of a celebrity than he is a comedian nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Let's be real. A comic to me is someone that still goes to the Laughing Factory, the Ice House, the comedy store. You know what I'm saying? Those are still comics to me. Chris Rock, you're fucking Kevin Hart. Even your, you know what? I'm not even gonna put Dave Chappelle in that category. Because he still does local comedy clubs.
Yeah, but so does Chris Rock to some degree. I mean, they've done even stuff together.
Yeah, so it's like if he doesn't know the temperature in the room, we're in a time now where you can only say so much these days, especially on ABC of all places. Okay, ABC, that's Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Disney also. So Chris Rock,
he had no choice but to be a bitch about it, because ABC will quickly cut that check and say, you know what? Yeah, you ain't getting paid. You fucked up. Does Chris have it in him to go after Will? No. He's also bigger than that. Will apologized, which I disagree with, but whatever. But the fact is these are two adults. Let's not forget that they're still adults. We forget that. They're actors, they're comedians, they're moguls, they're icons, but then we forget they're humans.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I think this was like an episode of Dave Chappelle when Keeping It Real goes wrong.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what that was. It had nothing to do with the Oscars, had nothing to do with his mogulness, had nothing to do with the fact that they're billionaires. It had to do with, you are degrading me by bringing down my wife in public. Not just in public, but it's being broadcast across the world.
Mm. I'm sorry.
I think that little instinct that you get when you feel disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what snapped him. And it wasn't like he went up there running. Like, he was, no, he was like, you know, he kept it. He went up there looking like motherfucker, the guy from, what's the movie called? He did with that chick from Suicide Squad, where they're robbing shit.
I know what you're talking about, but the name escaped me real quick. I know that's why I was saying, like, in like while I was doing
closer.
I think it was closer. Hold on, let's see here. Where
you just
hold on, let me type it up real quick.
The chick from Suicide Squad. What's her name?
Yeah, Margot Robbie.
Yeah,
Smith. Margot Robbie. But then again, like, from what I'm understanding, that Will Smith has been kind of in some stuff, like, probably done some stuff with her in the process, too, so.
Oh, dude, you kidding me? Will Smith vomits when he ejaculates.
What?
Yes, I read that every time he has an orgasm, he vomits because he's sick, because he's had so much pussy in his life.
Wow.
I don't blame him. From Fresh Prince of Bel Air to now, you know how much fucking pussy he's ran through? Yeah. Come on now.
Exactly. So, I mean, for him, but then again, like I said, I mean, Focus. It was called Focus. It was called Focus.
Also understand this. That is the mother of his children.
That's true.
Okay. So, speaking from me being a father, I can hate my baby mama all I want if that was ever the case. My wife.
Yeah, because.
What I'm saying is, if that was the case.
Trust me. I get it. I get it down to the letter. I mean, come on. I was married. So, I mean, I understand. So, I mean, but even with that, it's like, I mean, I've heard jokes before. You know what I'm saying? I get it.
It wasn't the jokes. It was the fact that she is sick right now, and you're gonna make a joke out of her sickness, out of all the people there that were there at that. She could have made fun of fucking. He could have made fun of The Rock. Motherfucker's bald. Could have made fun of you. You're bald.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Jada. And guess what? Jada happened to be there. Guess what? Will happened to be there.
And what? Right? And she has. And this is legit. The legitimate that she has something going with her.
I understand she's bald for a reason.
Huh.
By choice.
I mean, I've seen her bald before, too. I mean, even back then. I've seen her bald before, even back then.
She has short hair.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
She's been...
I could be wrong.
She's been ski bald before. She's been...
On the equalizer? Maybe just see her on the equalizer with fucking Queen of
FIFA? No, she wasn't... She actually got on?
One episode. And you know what? It took me a while to realize, oh shit, this is set it off. I get 2020 edition. Let's go.
Nice.
You know what? I watched Equalizer. It's a pretty good show. Queen Latifah, she's doing Denzel Justice.
Okay. Faces, head to elaborate.
Hey, shout out to Will Smith, though. He got a fucking Oscar.
Dude, King Richard was very good.
I saw the movie. I saw it when it was on HBO Max for that little gap that they gave it. And it was a great fucking movie. Now, I wasn't really like taken back from his acting because I'm just so used to Will being great. In anything he, you know, seriously, like anything he does, I'm just like, it's expected. It's expected. You know, now if you fucking put Adam Sandler in that one fucking movie where he's a jewelry dealer.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw that, and how it ended, it really flipped me out.
Now that's when I'm like, holy shit, I've never seen this from you. But when Will Smith did what he did, I was like, okay, I've seen this in Pursuit of Happiness. I've seen this in I Am Legend.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it before. It didn't take me anywhere. The girls, though, they did a great job. The wife did a great job. The movie all around was great. And I didn't think it was going to be Oscar nominated. But then again, the Oscars are very...
I mean, he definitely had some high performance.
You never know.
But honestly, it's for what he did. Like, I say, for him doing King Richard was, I think he did more in Ali than he did King Richard, honestly.
There you go.
Right.
He does.
And Ali was good. And he was nominated. He was nominated for Ali, but he was running up against. Who was he Denzel. Running? Denzel. He was running up against quite a few people. And, I don't know who he was running up against in this, but for most of the movies.
Yeah, make a good point. Yeah. You're right, because I think Leo should have gone there for Aviator when Aviator came out.
Right.
And what the fuck did he get it for? The Revenant? A fucking movie I care nothing to watch about?
Exactly. Like, he's getting jacked up by a damn bear.
It's your turn. That would be a It's Your Turn, Leo award show. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's like, okay, well, who do we have in this list right now? Okay, let's see how many people might give a star to and see.
No, it was more like, who hasn't gotten it yet? Oh, Leo, give a movie.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we can't give it to Daniel Day-Lewis again. You know what I'm saying? Hell, we don't even see Daniel Day-Lewis movies. Like, he comes out Sade lyrics and Sade albums once every blue moon. And then, his movies always just so happen to be Oscar nominated.
Empire?
Who? Daniel Day-Lewis? Empire?
I'm thinking the directors. I'm not thinking the actor.
No, he did Lords of Brooklyn, the one with Martin Scorsese, which I think he won for that one as well, which Leonardo DiCaprio, Liam Neeson, and Cameron Diaz was in. Last of Mohicans, Lincoln, There Will Be Blood. He's been on a lot of My Left Foot. I mean, he's been on a lot of shit. So, and most of his movies always, hit, Oscar season. And he's won most of them, but I mean, that's the thing. It's not like he's in the limelight or anything like most actors are, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's off the radar, but then when his movies come out.
I think Oscar winning actors usually aren't, because that's what they are. Everybody else kind of you have to shine to get noticed. The ones that win it, the ones that they know are good. Look at Keanu. Is he ever going to win an Oscar?
No.
He's not. But he's also not always in the limelight. He just keeps himself. He makes his movies. You know, what sucks is that forever in a day, he was Neo. Now he's John Wick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, sometimes you got to transcend, though. You know what I'm saying?
But no. What I'm saying is when you're an actor, like Denzel, when you think Denzel, give me one character. You have to think about it. I think Keanu.
Well, Alonzo Harris from Training Day.
Okay, but you got to think about it.
That's true. I mean,
I think Keanu, you don't think about Neo or you don't think about John Wick, you just say it.
Yeah, like right? it just comes out of left field. Like it's like even with Will Smith, I was going to think about Fresh Prince before.
No, I always think Hancock. Sorry,
Hancock. I say Fresh Prince. I say Fresh Prince over everybody.
No, I think it's Hancock.
I say Hancock.
Imagine that appearance right now. She's shook. You hear? She's like, oh, what's going on here? Okay. Let me explain to her what this mob.
Tell the missus I said hi too.
Defending Chris Rock.
Oh, we're talking about that.
And I'm like, no, that's Caretaker from fucking The Longest Yard. Took it like a bitch. He did. He was like, oh. Don't mess with the black
book.
Don't.
Oh, snap. But no, but I'm just saying. It's just.
I checked one of my videos on TikTok. And I almost did, but then TikTok was like, no, fucker, you don't have enough followers. So, So we started going live on Instagram.
And it kind of froze.
And now the Instagram button doesn't work. So I just videoed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I needed him to hit me out because he was just talking nonsense and I didn't just bring him up.
Oh, get out of here.
Not nonsense. I was always saying, like, what did you, okay, this is my source for Jada Pinkett's illness. What does she have?
Alopecia.
She has alopecia.
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely involving with the head, too. Yeah, I get it.
I don't know what alopecia is.
Hair loss. It's definitely. Yeah.
So I scratched my hair. That's what that is. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure she's heard harsher jokes in like her like.
But how public are they?
Well, shit. If we talking like Def Comedy Jam back in the day, I mean, quite a few.
Yes.
Then we're looking at a different time as well. But I mean, before what Chris.
What about Def Comedy Jam? Have you seen the documentary on Fat Tuesdays on Amazon?
No.
You gotta watch it, dude.
Okay.
There, you know, it's like, oh fuck, this is where these fucks came from.
Mm-hmm.
Your Martin Lopez, your Dave Chappelle's, your
right.
It's a good watch. Now, which you brought up Def Comedy, because I think that's where Def Comedy kind of stand out of. Def Comedy was what, HBO or HBO or was it Showtime?
No, HBO. Def Comedy Jam was on HBO. So
yeah, so these guys did their own thing in Hollywood at the comedy store.
Hmm. Okay.
And they had their own Tuesday. It's a good watch. I'm not going to say it. Amazon, Fat Tuesdays.
I'll check it out, definitely. Shit, I'll definitely check that out, man. But yeah, man, I mean, like I said, But, I mean, at the end of the day, it just kind of makes Will look bad, though. I mean, regardless if... Even if it was distasteful for what Chris Rock said or not, a lot of people don't know that, other than Will Smith and Jada.
It's the internet. The internet's forever. You post one video of anything. You said, Kevin Hart. He made some homophobic slurs 10 years ago. There goes your Oscars.
Mm.
Chris Rock has been shitty on Jada Pinkett Smith for years, bro. I've been seeing it, yes.
Really?
There was one year where they didn't go to the Oscars because they were boycotting. You know what Chris Rock said? How can you boycott something if you're not invited to it?
Oh, I remember that where she said something about black actors not getting cheap. No, but yeah. Well, yeah, I remember when Jada actually posted something about that, about the Oscars, about not attending. And Will Smith and Chris Rock did say something in that magnitude about it.
Yeah, but he hosted that year, and he was laying it on it,
that quote. And it's like people are dissecting that and saying, so you're giving an excuse. You're saying that you're allowed to hit, be violent, over love.
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of people are pissed off about that. So it's like, don't use love as the reason for what you did. And as the excuse and the scapegoat to be able to, like, be violent.
I mean, and to be wholehearted about the situation, if you really look at it on paper, Chris really didn't say anything derogatory. He didn't say anything high level.
And again, like I said earlier, I don't even think it was the joke, Melvin. I think there was more to it.
Of course. And I think he just had, I think it was more on Will because of the frustrations that he was going through. Like all this stuff.
Well, yeah, it's something, I think, or it was an enough moment, but what made this, that last straw for him? Because it was voiced over. He doesn't just lose his cool like that. Like, this is like out of character.
Well, honestly, like I said, this was his second time that he actually slapped somebody on camera. So
yeah, but you know, also too, one thing I will say, it was good. I was waiting for you to finish what you said, and I knew I was gonna forget it. Sheesh.
It'll definitely come back.
It slowly, you know what? It was resonating from the conversation. It was like, you know, now it's like Lego Masters.
Let's talk about love.
How they're allowing it.
It wasn't the first time he was caught on camera slapping someone.
It was a good one. It was like, I was about to just convince you that the sky was green. Good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get what you're saying. Like, and don't get me wrong, I get the perspective of even for Will for doing what he did. But it's just that even when you're in a point to where everybody has their breaking point. Everybody does, and like, in coming from a guy who goes to counseling and talks to a counselor and whatnot, and it's just like, you know, going through anything marriage wise or anything like that, it's just like there's always a point to where, you know, everything has a release valve, but if you don't release in a way to where it builds up, and it just it could happen at that point to where, like, you're at a fucking show and somebody says something wrong in your eyes, but it may not have been, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I have a question. Do you think he needs to have repercussions for his actions?
I said, like,
if he doesn't, I'll play devil's advocate. Let's just say he doesn't. You know how many people are gonna like talk shit, saying, "Oh, you're gonna shun this person, and Oscar's gonna do this, this, and that." But Will Smith gets a pass,
right?
And it's like,
so okay, so to answer your question, real quick, Melvin.
Mm-hmm.
I just read the LAPD got involved, and Chris Rock chose not to press charges, or chose not to.
Wow.
So that's just show you. He apologized during his
speech. Not to press.
Well, to the Oscars.
To the Academy and to...
You know what? You're right. I don't know.
Oh, I saw it. I was looking at it in the room. So he apologized to the Academy and he apologized to something else, but he never directly said, I apologize to Chris Rock.
I just remembered right now what I'm going to say. Okay, earlier today you said that they have camaraderie. I've never seen Chris Rock and Will Smith in the same TikTok Instagram or Facebook post.
I mean, not like camaraderie to where it's like, well, I mean, they know each other and they're in the same circles.
Kevin Hart and Chris Rock, maybe, by a mile. Dave Chappelle and...
Chris Rock, yeah.
Chris Rock, yes, they're homies.
And Kevin.
Wolf Smith's right here, bro. Chris Rock, dude, he's like... Chris Rock is doing grown-ups, and he's not even the supporting cast. Okay, Sandler. And Will Smith is making blockbusters. He deserves an Oscar. That's all I gotta say now. He has an Oscar. That's all I gotta say going forward. So you're gonna tell me that Will Smith looks stupid for smacking a C-list celebrity?
Well, he had, like, look, like, from, even with that, there's still some accountability, though. He has to have some accountability for his actions. I mean, like I said.
He did. But Chris Rock chose not to press charges.
If I was in Chris Rock's shoes, I'm sorry. I would have been like, look, Fresh Prince ain't slapping me. I'm sorry. I'm Pookie from New Jack City, okay? Like, nah, bump that. We gonna be tumbling on the stage or something. But
Chris Rock's not
I know, but he's not gonna do that. Right. And I think that would have been the case if he would have pressed charges. Because it would have been a circus. It would have been a big circus.
I think that's a huge choice to make. Like some people have said you should have pressed charges. Others are like, you realize if you would have pressed charges, the chaos that would have unfolded for this. This would have just been a fucking snowball effect.
What does Chris Rock gain from pressing charges?
Well, I mean, look, even
human beings being assaulted by another human being. I mean, regardless of their status, their celebrity status, or anything, somebody went up to you and hit you. Best believe you're going to want to press charges now.
Yeah, even on television at that. Live TV, too?
All around the world.
Nationwide. Worldwide.
Yeah, the internet. Let's not forget the internet.
Exactly. And the internet is forever. Like, I already got... already got pictures of the slap. Like, dude, like exactly. Oh God, yes. Oh my gosh. And like I said, this is like an emergency podcast I just did. Like I was just gonna like word around the campfire and like but I mean, like, man, I just
like I think I as public as Jada and Will are, I don't think Chris's joke was poking fun at her alopecia. It was poking fun at how very bald she is. But I think obviously it sucks because he might have said something he didn't know.
Or he wasn't aware of, and that happens.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to say that Chris Rock is not wrong, but at the same time, I think Will is more wrong.
I've never heard anything negative between the two. No, I would have said something. You know, I would have known something. No, I mean, but like even in like
that was a, I mean, he went up there, he walked up there like he was John Wick, okay, and that was a goddamn puppy, and he's like,
wow. I mean, but even with the
industry, motherfucker, like,
dude, the slap is disrespectful. The slap is disrespectful.
And you know what's crazy? Is Chris Rock didn't even move. He's like, I gotta keep my position. Fuck
you! This is television. Can you imagine?
But you gotta give Chris. You gotta give Chris Rock props. Oh man, Dave Chappelle. No, Dave Chappelle's on a higher level. If Dave Chappelle would have said something about Jada, All right, let's be honest. He would have said something about Jada.
He would have still been. We don't even know about
him. Okay. Dave Chappelle is filthy. Okay. He will say some shit if he has to. Okay. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And he will not bat an eye about it. And I know he wouldn't have let Will Smith get that close to him without putting his hands up.
Hey, you know what? I was talking to Desiree, the comment I made earlier. And you agreed with it. Had a white comedian make these jokes.
Oh, Will Smith would have sat his ass down and not moved. And he would have just had that smile on his face.
Yes, sir. You make fun of my wife.
If that was Bill Burr or somebody like that, or freaking, yeah. If that was anybody like that, yeah.
It has to be personal. It's got to be for Will or somebody. Something that nobody knows.
Or just it was the final straw between them. Like, but I didn't know that they had beef. Like,
I don't think they have beef.
This is too coincidental to be just out of the blue.
Yeah, this is something that just don't, like, you know, this just doesn't happen, like, off a happenstance. Like,
no.
Nah.
This doesn't happen at the Oscars.
No.
No, this doesn't happen out. This, like, even walking in the middle of the street, it's like, you know, like, hey, you said this about my wife. Like, nah, like.
This is MTV Music Awards.
I'm looking on. I'm looking online right now. They've been in pitches together, all three of them. They've been in pitches together. So this has been plenty of occasions where Will and Chris have been in pitches, and they've been in the same circles together.
But have they been in the same movies?
From what I'm seeing. Probably, maybe. I don't know. Maybe Everybody Hates Chris. Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, they're not co-stars. If they were co-stars, even if they were co-stars, that would make more sense. Because when you're co-stars with somebody, you really get to know each other.
But what?
I think Chris Rock was on Fresh Prince at one point. He did an episode.
Oh, he
did. I think so.
But where is the drawing the line with comedians? Like, Chris Rock is a comedian.
See, and that's
they're aimed for if they're a comedian. Like, they
exactly.
Like, really, you're gonna that's what their livelihood is making fun of people.
And that's the thing I was saying in the beginning. I was saying, like, you know, as a comedian, that's your job, to make light of situations, even on your own merits too. Like, you know, that's how you make fun. Like, even at times were rough, you have to laugh about it sometimes, because it's like you got through it, right? I mean, there are some limitations. There are some limitations.
They joke about all the time on the Oscars. Though. Amy Schumer was joking about how not funny Nicole Kidman was playing Lucy. She says, I never thought that a biopic about Lucy would be not funny.
Right.
That it's the funniest comedy. Like, she was, and everybody was like, oh, and Nicole Kidman was like, ha 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 ha. So she was poking fun at the fact that her acting wasn't good, like, in that movie. It wasn't funny. Like, you're supposed to be playing Lucy Ricardo, and you're not funny, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so how come it's allowed for her?
And there was another...
And they're acting, and then you have him just saying, oh my gosh, you look like G.I. Jane.
I guess the G.I. Jane was a little personal. I think, if you're gonna poke one of my profession at an award ceremony where I'm getting nominated... I guess that's part of the theatrics.
I think if it was directly, if he was clowning directly at Will Smith, it'd be a different story.
Yes.
But since he said something about Jada, that's when he took it to a whole new level. Because ever since the whole, he wouldn't have got up if it was just mainly focused on him. I think that was the case. And I think he still might be a little sensitive about everything that's been going on. I mean, it's only been maybe what, not even a full blown year yet since that's happened.
But probably the wrong cut. the Oscars, especially when they're sitting front row with no security.
Right. But I mean, but even with that, just being a everybody thought it was a skit or something. I mean, but then when Will started saying keep my wife's name out your effing mouth, then it was kind of like, ooh, damn, this is real. I mean, look at Lupita Nyong'o sitting right next to him. She was like, oh shit.
That's applauding acting.
You know, and guess what? Actors are paid to fake the play fake people or real people.
I'm trying to think that he only got a few awards for that performance. I believed it. Because it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, but just in the aspect
and
of...
Chris Rock immediately was like, okay, I'll stop. You know what I told him? I was the song. I was caretaker. No long as you're...
Nah, but I mean, but just with being a comedian and everything, I mean, I think the problem is, it's like...
It's ABC. It's the Oscars.
But like I said, right, it was ABC. So what he said on ABC wasn't bad. I've heard worse people.
I agree. Is that joke was not derogatory.
It was not meant to poke fun at her illness. Did he know about the illness?
Yeah. Anybody seen J.I.G.?
Even if he did, the joke was not about it. It was about how, because we've seen it longer than that. Like, we've seen it, like, her hair, she didn't look like she had fucking pain.
Yeah, real talk. I mean, it's like, dude, like that wasn't even throwing shade. She walked out the house with no hair. Yeah. Right?
What I defend is Will Smith seriously having enough of it from Chris Rock about his wife. It could have been any other comedian, black or white.
And I'm thinking that might have been the case. Cause I think if it was anybody, if it was Kevin Hart, it would have been, yeah, he probably would have got up from anybody.
Because Chris Rock has had way too many miles at the Oscars hosting. I mean, I remember the year after he hosted, the person that hosted it made fun of him the entire set. Did you remember that?
Uh-huh.
It was, I forgot who it was. It was a white comedian, it was a chick, and she put on the whole white suit, and she was like, ah, and she started making fun of people, like, randomly.
Yes, you know?
No.
Well, Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Year, they shitted on Chris Rock's performance.
Yeah.
And they literally mimicked. That's all he did. He wasn't really hosting. He was just, all right, you're next. Because, yeah, he was hosting people.
Mm-hmm.
Left and right that year.
But like I said, his job.
Again, it's the Oscars. It's not the fucking Rose of who's nominated. It's the Oscars, fucker.
Right, I get that, but the problem is like, if that's the case, that's the reason why they do Oscars, so they can have funny people. They don't just have random, willy-nilly serious folks just hosting Oscars. Half the time it was Billy Crystal at one point, and then next thing you know it was a couple other people, and then they stuck to having Chris Rock, and then they would have had Kevin Hart, but... I think, you know, like just with the climate change, it's harder to be a comedian. Because if you watch Eddie Murphy's Delirious right now, if Eddie Murphy dropped Delirious right now in 2022, he would have got canceled. Straight out.
Fluffy has so much fucking content right now. Everybody's like, I've seen an interview. Oh, there's so much shit that I've done that if I were to do it today, I'd get canceled. So I see so many comedians. I follow a lot of comedians. And they say that. They're like, there's so much stuff that I've said in the past that today it would get canceled. And it's true. And
I think...
I'm just a comedian.
And here's my thing. Do you feel...
You have to be careful, Melvin, because you've got over 1,000 followers on Facebook.
Look, I already... I know. Trust me. Like,
that's how you get you. I'm going to tell you right now.
Nah, trust. I've been like getting tagged on some of my videos, but then like it's not even like some of my videos that I'm making fun or anything. And like I'm getting flagged by like, you know, content, you know, like, you know, I have to like keep throwing appeals out right and left. Like, dude, no, I'm not even talking about anything, man. I'm not making fun of nobody. Hell, don't blame me. Blame the person who put it up on here. I'm just either duetting it or sketching it or putting it in my perspective. You know? I'm not sitting here saying, like, you know, like, that's what you get. Burn. No. But, but I mean, but I get it. And I think it's just nowadays, it's just, I think people it's just...
It's very hard to have an opinion and anyone to take it seriously before somebody shits on it.
Yeah, it's like the thick layer of skin, but I think now it's just a little too easy. It's like back in the day, like when parent, like those moms who got mad at kids, like that Toys R Us having like Alien and Predator toys in the toy section at Toys R Us.
Yeah,
like dude, it's a toy. Like, come on, like I remember when folks got sensitive about kids watching Transformers back in the day. Oh, it's violence and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, guess what? The world is like that. It's shrouded in it. Everything is either...
I have cable growing up, so I didn't watch that story.
Exactly. So...
I watched Sesame Street and Arthur. Recess.
Look, my mom wouldn't even let me listen. My mom or dad wouldn't let me listen to gangster rap until I heard my mom listening to Sugar Free. And then she started listening to Street Gospel. I'm like, wow, mom, wow. You trip on us, but we can't listen to it though, right? Had the whole CD and everything. Never gets old.
I listened to Tupac and NWA because my brothers.
Yeah, well, I mean, that same for me. It's just, I mean, I feel like it's just.
I didn't like it, but I had to listen to it.
But now you could have. But now you can appreciate it now though.
NWA not so much. Let me say why. Because I didn't live during that situation.
Mm.
Like, well, I mean, I was alive, but I wasn't going through it.
Right.
So when they say fuck the police, to me that's just me thinking that they don't like the police.
Mm.
Not knowing that the police being their asses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hearing that message. At the time. Today, it's different, but it's too late because I can see it now.
Mm-hmm.
So that music, to me, doesn't hit as hard as it should have when it first came out.
Right.
No, it's, it's like when you hear a sample for the first time. Oh my God, they sampled this.
Yep.
And you're like, well, yeah, they did. They sampled it. But it doesn't matter because you already heard this version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this version of it, in your mind, in your ears, sounds like what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a different version.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, as far as music goes, I can go on about that. And that's the thing about TikTok now, dude. I've seen so many producers / DJs, like seriously, like just all of the songs that I love, you should put a snap with this song. And it's like playing it. I'm like, dude, you just ruined it.
Right. Just take everything to a different level.
Yeah.
It's like they try to reinvent the wheel. Like, not everybody could be Jay Dilla.
Close the curtains. It looks
you know, the missus actually set the setup up yesterday, so it was actually pretty
shit,
cool.
I'm tired of your shit. You're going to the curtain call. Get out of here.
Man, look, I'm almost running out of minutes on this podcast right now. But, dude, right. Louie, straight out.
I want to hear it, and have a good night.
I am definitely going to have you on the next episode. We'll definitely talk about some stuff.
We'll figure out some, and then, definitely we'll have a great conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
And everything in it.
Man, for sure.
I miss you, bro. I'm glad you took my call. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, like I said, Like, thank you, man. Thank you for... You got it?
Stay late to the party.
Hey, for sure, for sure. And tell the missus, too. Thank you for jumping on.
Bye.
Likewise. I'll have you both on the next episode, too. So we'll chalk it up.
All right.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right, y'all. Man, dude, we just had a nice, nice episode go down. We had a special guest, my boy DJ Louie and his wife Desiree. Man, they shed some light on everything that was going on with the whole thing with Chris Rock and Will Smith at the Oscars. And we shed some light on a few things, too, on, you know, the rights and wrongs on both parties and whatnot. But, yeah, you guys, man, it's crazy. It is crazy. But I will have them both on another episode pretty soon. So that was fun. I actually like that. And we are going to definitely check that out later on, you guys. I'm going to get off the hook. This is Late for the Party on Anchor FM. We have jumped on TikTok Live, Instagram Live, and Facebook Live as well. So, like always, you guys, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast, and support the podcast. You can check it out on all 10 platforms of your podcasting pleasure, you guys. So, also check out the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com, you guys. Man, thank you guys for listening and supporting everything. The links will be in the bio and the description once I upload everything to my social media, you guys. So, as always, have a good night. And remember, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.